Russian culture includes an iconic image of a certain kind of elderly woman. She's called a babushka, sitting on a roadside selling vegetables from her garden. This morning, that stereotype is going to explode. It's going to happen as we hear the latest story from the hidden world of girls. Girls and the Women They Become, a collaboration with the Kitchen Sisters. The Russian babushkas you're about to meet sing Beatles tunes. They fly around the country for concerts. They even have a Facebook page. Yet, as modern as they appear, they also embody some sad realities of Russian life. NPR's David Green has our story.
When I find myself in times of troubles, Mother Mary comes to me.
Hearing a musician play a Beatles song is pretty common. What's unusual are the voices you're about to hear. These are the Baranova Babushkas, a group of elderly singers who've been charming audiences across Russia. The dozen or so women, mostly in their 70s and 80s, are singing this Beatles hit translated into Udmurt, the native language of their region in central Russia. The babushkas used to just sing around their village, but a few years ago, a local fan suggested that they experiment with rock. The ladies got to translating, and they began covering songs from iconic Russian rocker Viktor Tsoi and Western bands like the Eagles and the Beatles. YouTube videos went viral. They were invited to audition for Eurovision. The message from these women became clear. It can be hip to be a babushka. I went to meet the babushkas 600 miles east of Moscow. Their tiny village, Buranova, is like so many others in Russia. Old wooden and brick homes, dirt streets that are largely empty as an older population is dying off. We met in one of the babushkas' kitchens, and here's how I was greeted. On stage and here in the kitchen, the women wear traditional Udmurt clothing, long dresses and colorful headscarves. Their native language is closer to Finnish than Russian. And yet these women share a tough reality with women across Russia. Because of a history of hard work and alcoholism, life expectancy for men in Russia is 62. Russian women generally live more than a decade longer and so often live their later years alone. For these babushkas, music has become a reliable companion. 72-year-old Valentina Piatchenka left her alcoholic husband in 1984, shortly before he died. She got along on her own, but it was tough. 13 years ago, the tiny woman was using an electric saw to build a new porch.
Somehow it takes the sleeve of my sweater and it's...
Her lower right arm was cut off. She showed me her prosthetic arm. It's too heavy to wear all the time, but she puts it on for concerts. And at those events, she sings, she smiles, and life seems okay. I'm an optimist, Piatchenka told me. You'll never hear me complain. The senior member of the singing babushkas is an even tinier woman named Yelizaveta Zarbatova. She's 84, and she performed a solo for me over tea. Zarbatova wrote this song in 1957 after her husband was electrocuted and killed on the job. The song is about a woman losing honor when her man dies. Today, Zarbatova looks back to her husband's death, and she believes it made her stronger and turned her into a musician.
After I lost my husband, I received some kind of gift, the ability to compose songs. The music comes from my heart. The suffering comes right from my heart.
And there's 72-year-old Galina Koneva. She lost her husband in 2004 to drinking and diabetes. But what's the good of being depressed, she said. And then she started singing. Those lyrics mean life moves on. And it sure has for these babushkas. Last year, the babushkas were invited to the finals of Russia's Eurovision Music Contest. The flashy stage design and the neon lights seemed better suited for a Lady Gaga concert. But the babushkas soaked it all in. They danced around, beaming, as they sang about how to raise children and how to sow the seeds of the land. The Buranova babushkas did not win the right to represent Russia at the International Eurovision competition, but they sure stole the show that night. And they're making their community proud. The Udmurt Republic of Russia was known for Soviet weapons factories and as the home of Mikhail Kalashnikov, the designer of the AK-47. Resident Alexander Pilin says this may be changing.
Many people say Russian is Kalashnikov.
Yeah.
And Udmurt Republic is Kalashnikov too. And now I think it's Buranovsky Babushki. It's the best brand in our republic.
And we're walking now into a building that is called the Dom Kulturi. That is Russian for the House of Culture. And it's an old brick building that the babushkas still use today for their concerts, for rehearsals. And we're going to get our own concert today, it looks like. The Beatles' hit yesterday is one of their crowd pleasers. The babushkas have gotten themselves a producer in Moscow who's booking their gigs. They make a bit of money, and they donate most of it to try to rebuild a church in their village that was destroyed during Stalin's time. This year so far, they've raised $4,000 for that church. As for what's next? If you listen to professional-sounding tracks like this one, seems like the babushkas would be ready for another shot at Eurovision. Mostly, though, they're just having fun on the road and enjoying each other's company. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.